Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. The trade relationship between China and the United States may be strained due to new tariffs, but Houston is going the opposite way. Florian Martin reports.
Suzhou is a fast-growing major city west of Shanghai. Like Houston, it's putting more emphasis on innovation and technology. On Tuesday, Houston's chief development officer, Andy Icken, signed a memorandum of understanding with Suzhou to work closer together.
In particular, they worked on some biotechnology and other issues. They see opportunities in the city for some of their companies, and we'd like to help them reach out to others and meet in this sector.
It comes at a time of dueling new tariffs between the two countries, as the Trump administration aims to punish China for intellectual property theft. This week, many U.S. companies and industry groups are testifying on the tariffs at a public hearing in Washington. In Houston, I'm Florian Martin.
KRWG is profiling Republican candidates running for New Mexico's Congressional District 2 seat, the seat currently held by Republican Steve Pierce. Today, Edmundo Resendez profiles Gavin Clarkson, a college professor.
District 2 in New Mexico is a pretty wide district. You're putting a lot of miles on your vehicle. What are you hearing from constituents as being issues that they want raised in Washington?
Well, it's interesting. Obviously, this district is about 7.5% Native. It's about 47% Latino. But among everybody, the number one issue is jobs. And tied right along that, and sometimes the number, depending on which community you're talking about, the number one issue is border enforcement. And I had to go out and get signatures to be able to put my name on the ballot. Probably half of the signatures for people supporting me are Latino families who are descended from immigrants. But unlike the people they're concerned about, these people follow the rules. Their families follow the rules. And among the Latinos who are supporting me, border enforcement was their number one issue because they all follow the rules. And they don't like people who want to cheat and jump at the head of the line. And so border enforcement is a big issue. But at the same point, everybody recognizes we need more jobs. We have no job growth in southern New Mexico. We have very little private industry other than the oil patch. And we need to have a broad-scale economy. We need to build things here. We need to make things here. We need to have manufacturing jobs. We need to have all sorts of private sector jobs. And we just don't. Most of my students, when they graduate, they go to Texas, they go to Colorado, they go to Arizona, they go to Utah, they go to Oklahoma, or they go to Chicago, New York, or something, but they don't stay here.
Let's talk about higher education. As a professor, what challenges do these students face when they graduate? Obviously, the job opportunities in New Mexico are not there for them, and that's why they're leaving. What can be done to encourage investment in New Mexico to keep the jobs here?
Well, Tuesday, one is my economic stimulus will bring $2 billion of infrastructure and job-creating investment to New Mexico. And I'm the only candidate in the race with a plan. I came here to run, not for my job. I'm not running out of some ego exercise. I'm really running because my students don't have jobs, and we need to create jobs. And we need to be able to bring in that outside investment by making New Mexico a friendlier business climate. Part of that would be eliminating dual taxation on job creators. But also, New Mexico is the only state in the Southwest that is not right to work. Basically, in order to get a job, you can be forced to join a union and pay 3% of your paycheck to a group that you may or may not agree with. And you have all these companies that are relocating from high-tax California, and they bypass New Mexico because New Mexico is not right to work. And most people think of right to work as a state issue, but that's actually wrong. The whole ability of states to opt out of compulsory union membership is actually a creature of federal law. I mean, I'm not anti-union. I support union workers. Many of the jobs that will be created through my economic stimulus plan will be union labor and union jobs. I support union workers, and I support the right of people to collectively assemble and negotiate collectively. That's not an issue with me. And I also believe in liberty. And I believe that people should be free to associate, and nobody should be forced to join an organization in order to have a job. And that is something that there is a federal right to work legislation that I support, that Steve Pierce supports. And I think I'm actually the strongest candidate in the race on right to work, in part because I can make the economic case. Right to work in New Mexico could be worth billions.
Why are you a Republican?
I am a Republican because I believe in personal responsibility. I believe that government is more often the problem than the solution. I believe in self-reliance, and those are lessons I learned from my parents. Again, my father was an orphan Indian kid digging through other people's garbage for food, and yet he never in his life took a penny of public assistance. Everything he did, he worked for, he earned, and he was responsible for his own choices and responsible for his own behavior. And again, I believe that if we focus on liberty, if we focus on getting government out of the way, I mean, Ronald Reagan said it best, the worst thing you can hear as a small business person is, hi, I'm from the federal government, I'm here to help. And I'm a Republican because why? I want to say, hi, I'm from the federal government, and I'm here to get out of your way. I'm here to get government off of your back. I'm not here to give you a handout. I'm here to give you a hand up. I'm here to give you the opportunity to make your own way and seize the American dream on your own. And government doesn't create jobs. Government kills jobs. And two-thirds of CD2 is federal land, which means the federal government has far too much influence and far too much depressing impact on our economy here in CD2.
That was Congressional District 2 Republican candidate Gavin Clarkson.